Thank you, Bobby. 8:14 right now on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And with no further ado, let's turn to Susie Cloyd, who joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport every Tuesday about this time. Asbury Place, of course, is a CCRC retirement community, and Susie can tell us again specifically what that involves. But for folks who are in retirement or planning retirement, Asbury Place in Kingsport is something definitely considered. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing just fine, thank
you.
Very
good.
Yeah,
good.
Doing mighty well, filling in all the blanks here as best we can.
Yeah.
So, and you did go running on the minus 35 wind chill morning, right?
we survived. We managed. We survived.
I am so grateful to you. So let's turn. Here we are at a CCRC community at Asbury Place in Kingsport. It's the end of the year. What you got to tell us?
Well, continuing care retirement community is what a CCRC is. And, of course, anyone who's looking to me to simplify life, which comes with retirement, you've worked so long, so hard, why not find the ways to make it really pay off in a simpler, more rewarding way than Asbury Place at Kingsport and a CCRC? But, you know, today, always the fourth Tuesday of the month, we kind of focus on Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, mm-hmm. assisted living and memory care. And I just want to say, you know, I know over holiday season, families come home to visit, and a lot of times families will see change. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you don't know what you don't know until you get back home and you see maybe some change, maybe some decline, maybe some needed assistance. And I do want to remind the listeners that, you know, there's no better way to supplement and to revive somebody who needs that assistance than to be looking at an assisted living community. Mm-hmm. Is it hard? Yes. Is it change? Yes. Is it what they actually need and could benefit from? Yes. So I want to make sure listeners don't panic. I want to make sure they understand, what have I seen? What should I be doing? Do your due diligence. Do your research and discovery. I've always been a firm believer, because I've been in senior living for so long, there's a place for everybody at the table. Do your research. Do your discovery. And, you know, see that Asbury Place at Stedman Hill can be that place at the table. Mm-hmm. The 24/7 clinical care, observation, the assistance, not necessarily taking you over and not trying to make you change your life, but really enhance your life. And I think a lot of times, as long as assisted living has been in the market as a service, as a senior living option, there's still so many people who don't truly understand assisted living.
I think that's very true, and that's one reason, of course, we're glad you're here to help provide the context and also the potential solution
right.
for the situation that many a family may find themselves in, too. That the sorts of things that you're talking about, the attention and maybe a little bit more of attention is needed to a particular person, this sort of thing, those types of situations can creep up on the individual and the family, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you try to compensate, and you try to justify, and you try to, everybody tries to say, well, this is going to happen, or here's how this happens, and here's how I react to it, or here's this, and I know I can't, you know, walk as well, but I get there eventually. Well, why not enhance your lifestyle with the focused care and rehab that can literally get you back to a better place. The goal to go home can always be an option. You know, come in the winter months. You know, don't be stranded. These last few days should have definitely been an eye-opening experience for anybody who thinks mom and daddy, you know, aunt and uncle, maybe even an older sibling, being home alone right now in the winter months is definitely not a good way of life. So rather than thinking, gosh, can we handle the change? I don't know if we can do this. Why not look at it as, this is exactly what we need to do. This Asbury Place at Stedman Hill is exactly where we need to be during the winter months. Get your strength building back with OT and PT. Have a great focused care plan that helps you with your medication management, your nutrition. You know, did everybody really eat a good holiday meal this year? Did everybody really get more than they could eat? I don't know. I can't answer that question, but I have to believe that if that's something that you're worrying about when you lay your head down on the pillow at night, consider 24/7 assisted living. Get them through those winter months. Then let's see what happens when the warm weather comes back around. And if getting home is your goal, then work toward that goal to get back home. You don't have to stay there, but there's nothing wrong with thinking and actually planning, is this really where my loved one should be during these harsh, cold winter months?
So I hear you saying that the option is available
then
for a short-term residency.
Always.
Okay.
People need to understand that. Once you come in and you've made that lifestyle change and you've made the commitment to yourself, you deserve that. Mm-hmm. Then look at, hey, if the possibility is to get back home, then make it a goal and work really hard to get back home. But if not, look mm-hmm. where you're at.
Right.
Life couldn't be any better.
And it's a wonderful way to preview the potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I know it's a hard decision. I've been through it personally. I know it's a hard decision. But I know when the decision is made, I've seen what happens to families and loved ones when they know they can truly lay their head on their pillow at night thinking, my loved one's being taken care of. I don't have to worry about this right now.
You know, you refer often, we do too, in talking about Asbury Place in Kingsport as a CCRC community.
Right.
Community. And that was what I was thinking of at both Stedman Hill and at the main campus
right.
of Asbury Place. The community that was available to residents this past weekend.
Right. And of course, you knew you had your all of your meals prepared for you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to worry about running out to the grocery store and maybe not finding what you needed on the shelf. You didn't have to worry about care and comfort. It was all there in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that everybody was kind of in it to win it. So they're there to strengthen one another, to be a friend to one another. And probably the most important piece is they were safe, they were home,
mm-hmm.
and they were healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's priceless. Right
yeah.
now when you're thinking about, you know, the giving season and the seizing of blessings, if those things right there don't, you know, reach your top 10 list, the safety, the health, the comfort, then you're missing it because you don't
yeah.
truly understand what assisted living can offer and what it can do to the loved one.
And it's not just for the loved one, but the families
Absolutely.
Of the loved ones as well, too.
Absolutely.
So that's a really good point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking out loud, of course, with Susie Cloyd right now. And back to Stedman Hill and the short-term arrangement situation. In planning for that, I would imagine that a family does not have to do as deep a dive in due diligence, perhaps, as they would if it were considering a permanent residency. But nevertheless, it still has to be done.
It does. So even though, you know, you may look at it as a temporary or maybe as a, a bridge
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
the warmer weather days, we're still going to have to do an assessment. We're still going to get you know your physician's orders. We want to know what your baseline is the minute you walk in the door. We want to be able to give optimum care, and the only way to do that is to have good history and physical information, do the assessment, build your plan of care just for you. It's very patient-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's still going to be prep work, but again, a little bit of prep work pays off in the long run when you know your loved one is safe and being cared for.
And you at the staff at Asbury Place, I'm sure, can fit hand in glove, no winter illusion intended. But
we have that piece down to mm-hmm. a science.
I'm sure you
yes.
do by now,
yes.
too. And you can counsel folks who may be considering something for their a loved one for a short-term stay. You can let them know ahead of time what they need to gather up so that they will be prepared
correct.
On their first day, right?
Yes, that is correct. We have a lot of checklists, and we have a lot of, you know, here's what to do, and we're going to walk you through that. I love Tammy Peter, the administrator at Asbury Place of Stedman Hill. I love what she's done with her staff, her associates, her caregivers. And I know when somebody walks through that front door to their new home, they're getting the red carpet treatment.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the care plan to the dining services to the lifestyles, the wellness, the spiritual growth, all of those things, I know they're getting second to none services when they walk through that front door.
There you go. Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Of course, the second campus, if you would, Stedman Hill, an adjunct campus, if you would, to Asbury Place in Kingsport. And between them, they provide all manner of services in our golden years, too. Susie, folks want to get in touch. How do they do that?
Well, they can call me, 423-830-8502. Want to remind listeners, we do have two Lunch and Learns scheduled, January 26th and February 23rd. Look on our website for that, asburyplacekingsport.org.
All righty. What are the two topics? Do you remember offhand?
Lunch and Learns?
Uh-huh.
It's all of us. It's,
oh, okay.
It's CCRC, from A to Z. You're going to learn about a CCRC.
Very good. Initially, at least, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Susie, thanks so much.
You're
welcome.
Talk to you
in 2023.
All right. Bye-bye.